Hi, my name is Mike. First of all, I am a person who believes that everybody in this world should be seen as equal. I believe this because every single person has feelings, dreams, goals, and a soul. Those are characteristics that describe each person in this world, regardless of his social class, religion, and skin color. Therefore, I get very upset every time that I see any type of injustice around me. In fact, I have experienced the inequality that exists in terms of education. For example, at the school that I currently attend is a public school that has a bad reputation. Well, you may say, and why is that? It is because of the low academic performance of the majority of students. Based on this, most people will say, hey, then it is the students' fault because they are lazy. However, I have experienced that at these schools, there are lack in material resources, qualified teachers who will be willing to teach without trying to discriminate or degrade students by having a different background than them. I am saying this because at these schools, most students are considered worthless for more teachers. Even worse, most of these students have already accepted this political thought that only helps majorities to control the life of these brainwashed folks. Fortunately, you are related with this controversial issue to a student that comes from another school. What are the experiences that you have lived during your high school career as a student?
First of all, I did not start high school here in California. I started high school back in Colorado. And if I was to compare school here in Los Angeles and school back in Denver, I think that things are very different.
Can you give me a specific example?
Sure. The biggest example would be the teachers. The teachers I had back in Colorado would always push me to do my best and go further and actually go get interested into college.
And community where the majority of the students that used to study in that specific school?
Most of the students back in Colorado were Caucasians, and there were very few Latinos or African Americans.
You could see that it depends on the community, the school, based on the student, that you will have a better education or not.
I would say that in most schools here in Los Angeles, the majority of students are either Black or Hispanic, and most of them are not going to college. And if you go outside Los Angeles, there are schools where the majority are Asians and Caucasians. And those are the students who are actually graduating and going to college. So I would say that there is a relationship between your ethnicity and the rates of the probabilities of you going to college.
Why would you think of like that? What would be the main cause that would make students from that are Black or white to go to college than those who are brown?
Like I said, back in Colorado, the opportunities that I had were way better than the opportunities that I have here in California. And the reason is because most of the students at my school were Caucasians and Asians. And I think that the reason of why the government gives certain preference to schools that where only Caucasians go is because they need to have a lower category people. They want to have a class that is always under their power. Because if we have some students at the majority of students graduating from the school where I go here in California, then we're not gonna have any more that pattern of lower category students and higher category students. The majority will be students at the same level, and students, African Americans and Latinos being successful, just like the Caucasian students. And I think that is not convenient for the government.
Because of all all this, I have decided to stop this unjustified injustice. I am going to stop it by becoming a real and dedicated teacher, a teacher that will teach his students through Spanish literature that nothing is impossible in this world. The only thing that we have to have in mind is having a positive attitude, which means that it doesn't matter the obstacles that we have to face in order to reach our goal. The thing is that we should keep on trying, because in this world only fit those who believe in themselves and those who have a courage. I will teach my students this kind of ideology, since I am the one who has adopted as mine. In fact, I have the privilege to read the famous book called Don Quixote of La Mancha, a wonderful book that through his main character Don Quixote taught me that we as minorities should be real knights of chivalry, as Don Quixote was. We should believe in the impossible dream.